my safe, I got old racks. LA is always asking where the get. Living like a rock star, smash out on a cop car, sweeter than a pop tart. You know you are not hard, I done made the hot chart. Remember I used to chop hard, living like a rock star, I'm living like a rock star.
I've been popping, popping, man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. When we call up on no and show up, man, them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go grata ta ta.
Good morning, everybody, on this chilly Friday morning. What is it, 2 degrees?
Yeah, I heard my dad say something about it being like 8 degrees. He said really zip.
And I think the high today will be 16 degrees. Wow. And then tomorrow's going to be back to 42 degrees. Yes, the high of today will be 16 degrees. The high of tomorrow will be 30 degrees. No, 42, and a low of 30. Right now, guess how cold it is. 1 degree.
It's 1 degree.
So crazy. We're going to talk about the big board. Then we're going to go to another break. We'll come back on. Christy Cox gets back in here. Okay, well, joins us. Live in the studio. Giant Spectacular Show Choir Competition at Ben Davis, Saturday, February 15th. It's all day. That's tomorrow.
Come out to support your show choir peoples. I'm in two of them, but we don't perform until later at night. So.
That's awesome. if you guys have a chance, you know, I can't, Cincinnati. Watching the Fuel game Saturday and Sunday. Saturday at 7:35 at the Heritage Bank Center in Cincinnati, Ohio. And then Sunday, 3:05 game, again at Cincinnati at the Heritage Bank Center, formerly named the U.S. Bank Arena. And then the WBDG 54th Marathon coming April 24th and April 25th. Call 317-988-7122 to support us. And speaking of today, what is it?
It's WBDG's 54th birthday.
Happy birthday, WBDG.
It's also Valentine's Day.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day to all of you guys listening and to Shabria.
Happy Valentine's Day to you too.
Thank you. And if Christy's listening somehow, happy Valentine's Day to you. School talk with Emerson, Fridays. At 7:30 a.m. replays Sundays at 2 p.m. Today was the Chapel Wood Elementary Career Expo. And then talk about the...
For the Ben Davis Theater, they're throwing a play called Little Mermaid, which I think is cute.
I'm not in it, but they're doing it. I don't know what the plot's about at all. I mean, it's not the musical version of it. There's no singing, there's just acting. So it's The Little Mermaid. It's on March 6th and the 7th. It's at the Ben Davis Theater. I'm pretty sure it starts at 7 p.m. because that's when he starts all his shows, Mr. Owens. Come out and see it. He's really good at directing, and the play should be amazing. So
I wish I could see it, but I have a home game to work that night. Follow WBDG on all social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube.
TikTok.
At WBDG Indy. Our podcast on audioboom.com. Search WBDG FM. Basketball, Ben Davis at Lawrence North tonight, Friday at 7:30 p.m. the girls basketball, Lawrence North versus Ben Davis at 10 a.m. Decatur Central Regional. That's at Decatur tomorrow at 10 a.m. So if you have the chance, come out and support your Ben Davis Giants tonight. Ben Davis boys basketball at Lawrence North Friday 7:30 p.m. And then the girls basketball, Lawrence North versus Ben Davis at 10 a.m. tomorrow. And then the Decatur Central Regional Saturday is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. In the morning at 10 a.m.
That's going to be early for them. Yep. Our request line is 317-244-9234. And then once we come back on, I'll talk about our show topic today. My show today is dedicated to two people in my life. I know it's not about athletic training, but my show, I can talk about anything. All right, we're going to go to a quick 30-second break. We're going to have the gun safety PSA ad council.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wounds?
911, what's your emergency?
Help, my son shot his brother.
911, what is your emergency? 911, please state your...
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns.
It wasn't locked.
Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council of Fire.
We're back live on Inside Athletic Training. So my topic today of my show dedicated to my friend Carson Rainey that was seriously injured in a car accident on the way to Pittsburgh for a hockey tournament, which they never made it to Pittsburgh. So on January 18th, Carson and his father Gary were on the way to Pittsburgh for a travel hockey tournament. When they crashed, they hit a patch of black ice where they spun around and collided with the 18-wheeler, then hit the guardrail. Carson was asleep in the back seat with no seatbelt on and was ejected out of the car and out of the rear window. Gary called for Carson. When he turned around, he wasn't in the car. Carson called for his father, Gary, and Gary found Carson 40 feet away from the car. Mm. Carson is in Riley Children's Hospital right now. He's been in the hospital since January 18th. And he's been doing awesome. And if he is somewhat listening, Carson, I'm thinking about you, praying for you. Make it through it. I know you can do it. Well, we already mentioned it, but if you couldn't hear, because I had the wrong mic on, it's also WBDG's 54th birthday and 54 years on the air. Now, the 54th year will be April, because that's when we officially went on air, and then today is the birth date of WBDG. Carson had 3 damaged vertebrae and was rushed into surgery at Dayton Children's Hospital. He got rushed to the hospital and then he had surgery there. He also suffered a lacerated kidney and a few head lacerations, but merely no traumatic brain injury. So the second person I'm going to talk about today on my show will be Eddie Olczyk. Eddie is the color analyst for the NHL Chicago Blackhawks. His son Tommy played for the Indy Fuel, and his other son Nick Olczyk is the color analyst for the Indy Fuel. Eddie played on the 1984 U.S. Olympic ice hockey team as a 17-year-old. He's young.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie played in the NHL for 16 seasons with Chicago Blackhawks. The Fuel are affiliated with the Blackhawks. Toronto Maple Leafs, Winnipeg Jets, New York Rangers, Los Angeles Kings, and the Pittsburgh Penguins. Sunday, the Chicago Blackhawks are actually playing Winnipeg Jets in Winnipeg. Speaking of Eddie, on August 14th, 2017, at 7:07 p.m., he was diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer. And guess what?
Oh, he beat it.
That's awesome. That's just amazing. Great news. I've met Eddie twice in my life, and the first time was when Tommy played for the Fuel. The second time was this past Friday for Cancer Night at the Fuel game. And they honored Eddie with the book I was reading. I think he had a bunch of books shipped to the Coliseum and people got to buy them and he signed them. And then that night, the final score, the Fuel beat Tulsa 6-2. And then Eddie is a great guy. If you ever have the chance to meet him, I would highly suggest it. And so good to talk about spring break now. My two people are out of the way. I'm going to talk about Carson a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Carson. Carson was a junior Fuel hockey player, and they were on the way to Pittsburgh, and it was icy out. And then they hit patches of ice, then they spun, hit the 18-wheeler, and they collided with the 18-wheeler, the back of the 18-wheeler, not the head, not the front end. So that's kind of more good news that they collided with the back part, not the front part.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Carson got ejected 40 feet away from the car. Carson was a student coach for my little brother's hockey team along with me. Carson is an awesome hockey player. His dad stated on Channel 13 when that he did that interview that he would like to see his son back playing hockey. But with all the injuries, I believe he would be better off being a student coach
instead of playing a game.
Playing a game so he doesn't get injured more. So through those two people, what have you learned?
I've learned that you can overcome anything.
Great.
Like, I'm glad he's doing good in a hospital. You said he should be released when?
Oh.
I remember you mentioned it last
March
week.
March 16th. They have an estimated release time. That's coming up.
And then also with the Eddie, with him being cancer, that's also amazing. So how long since it's been since like he beat it? Like
he got diagnosed with it 3 years ago.
And like how long it took him to beat it?
I think this year.
This year? Oh, okay. That's good.
Because it takes a couple years to treat cancer. And then who was it that said something? Mind blank today. The head coach for the Fuel did the couple players and head coach for the Fuel. I wish I could play it, but I can't because through my phone, they don't want us playing stuff through our phone. He said that we've raised a lot of money and we'll find a cure for cancer and hopefully it doesn't affect us anymore. And then the Fuel tributed to Carson with these rainy tough stickers. That's faded away already. And they've worn them on their helmets for 2 weeks when Carson was in the hard times in the hospital when he couldn't get out of bed. And then as soon as we found out, he got up, stood up on his own for the very first time since January 16th.
That's amazing.
It was a couple days ago. Carson is an awesome kid. I'm recording this show today for his mom. I'm going to share it later on during second period so his mom can listen to it. I'm going to go to a quick break. This is Lullaby by Mullen Sean.
She grew up with the children of the stars. Dennis Hopper and Bob Seger and Sonny and Cher.
to play a gig in this town and keep a straight face. And it seems like everybody's got a plan. It's kind of like Nashville with a tan. Everything's gonna be alright. Rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye. Everything's gonna be alright. Just rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye.
Good morning, everybody. We're live back at the WBDG studios. I forgot I had an interview to play. I just realized as soon as 30 seconds of this song was almost over. We have Scott Allison, the certified head athletic trainer for the Kalamazoo Wings. Hope you enjoy. Good morning, everybody. This is Giant 90.9. This is Inside Athletic Training. I am here with a certified athletic trainer for Kalamazoo Wings, Scott Allison. How is your day going?
It's going well.
That's great to hear. What college did you attend to receive your athletic training degree?
I attended Western Michigan University in Kalamazoo.
What made you decide on being an athletic trainer?
I just kind of grew up around the rink. Started working with the old athletic trainer there when we were with the in the old IHL with the Dallas Stars, and just got hooked.
Who is your role model?
I'd say growing up, probably my first trainer was Clark Osborne. Worked with the Pittsburgh Penguins when they won the Cup. Kind of followed him through getting into it through schooling and everything.
How many years have you been an athletic trainer?
This will be my 20th year.
What other sports have you covered?
College, I did football, track and field, and basketball. And then I've done stints where I've done rehab and clinics and high school sports.
What was the worst injury you've seen?
There's been a few. Working hockey, you're due to see some, but I think the worst ones are usually the facial injuries where guys take pucks, and it's a tough one to see on guys.
What is the importance of athletic training?
I think it's just nice to have athletes have a voice in, you know, what's taken care of and how to be taken care of properly.
What do you tell the players that just hang around the training room? Does that affect you?
It doesn't bother me too much. Usually if they're in there for just to hang out, there's usually another reason behind it, whether they have something going on or they just need, you know, some of the attention mentally, things like that. So it doesn't really bother me at all to have them in there.
Is there anything else you would like to tell us about athletic training?
I think it's a great career. If you enjoy traveling, working with athletes, getting to know families and people and meeting new people and seeing new places all the time, it's a great field to be in.
That was a certified athletic trainer for the Kalamazoo Wings, Scott Allison. This is Giant 90.9 and Inside Athletic Training. Hello, everyone. I am the voice of Inside Athletic Training, Luke Clincham. On my show, I talk about different types of sports injuries and how to prevent those injuries. I also play an interview that I recorded over the weekend with athletic trainers. The level of those athletic trainers are high school, professional hockey, into professional soccer. So set your station on to Giant 90.9 FM every Friday morning, 8:30 a.m. to 9:15 a.m. right here on Giant 90.9, your station for variety.
Want to keep up with WBDG? Besides being on the radio, which is Indy's Giant 90.9, we're also on audioboom.com. That's where we keep our podcast. Look up WBDG FM. Again, we're on audioboom.com. Check it out. If you're more of a social media brand person, then give us a follow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at WBDG Indie. We're also on Snapchat, so go ahead and add us on at the same username, at WBDG Indie. Promise you will not be disappointed with our content.
Good morning, Indy. My name is Christy from the Kickin' It with Christy show every Tuesdays, 8:30 to 9:15 on Giant 90.9 FM. On this show, we talk about lots of different things. For example, the Ben Davis sports events and other events around the school. And, of course, events around the city. WBDG also has a variety of student radio shows throughout the day. So grab a snack, get cozy, and set your stations for Giant 90.9 FM. You want to hear more from us? Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and Facebook at WBDG Indy. Again, WBDG Indy. Also, if you want to call out, our request line is 317-244-9234. Again, 317-244-9234. Some things you may hear on our station is School Talk with Emerson, Inside Athletic Training with Luke, and My Themed Music with Shabria. Our 54th annual marathon on 24th, 40 hours of nonstop WBDG, here only on Giant 90.9 FM, your station for variety.
Welcome back to Inside Athletic Training on Giant 90.9 FM. Now, the second part of my show, we'll be talking about spring break because that's quickly approaching us in March, and it's February 14th, Valentine's Day today. So, happy Valentine's to everybody listening, heading into work.
Yep, and if you have a Valentine, it's also sweet too. I have to stay here till like six or seven. So you know, for Giant Spec, so I don't really have a Valentine's Day.
Well, what are you gonna do for spring break?
I don't know. I just know my birthday is during spring break, so I'm definitely gonna celebrate my birthday.
Awesome.
I know, right? That's like I get 2 weeks of celebrating my birthday. That's just amazing.
Well, for spring break, are you gonna go anywhere out of state?
I might set up some college trips, maybe. But besides that, I don't think so.
There we go. There it is. We're gonna go to Belbourne, Florida.
What's that? Where's that?
Right by Orlando. It's on the ocean side, not the Gulf side.
Oh, what are you going there for?
Spring break.
I mean, no, I'm like, why? Just a vacation?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And we may go catch the Orlando Solar Bears in action because the
cool.
Greenville Swamp Rabbits play them the 28th while we are down there.
Anyway, I don't think I've ever been there or Orlando
and
or anything.
We're staying at my mom's friend Kimmy's new house down there. She has a house that she wants to retire down there with a big pool.
That's a plus.
And passes to Universal.
Oh, that's even more of a plus. That's good. I've never been to anywhere. Orlando or the Universe or anything.
We were going to go to Clearwater, but the prices on those condos skyrocket high. Like $300 a night.
Wow. That
like
dang.
My mom's average is like $130 a night, because that's a good price. And then
300
like
a night.
Grand total is like $2,000 for the whole week.
$2,000 for a whole week.
And we're going to my mom's friend's house, Kimmy. She lives in Indiana, well, 5 minutes from Ben Davis. Well, I'm getting her tickets to the morning game on Tuesday. She's gonna take somebody else with her. We're going down there with her. We're just staying in her house. She has a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house and a pool house outside. And it's in a neighborhood, so I may get to make some friends for a week. And then there's a lot of things to do in Florida. People just like, oh, we're going to go to the beach. You got to drive and go find something. Because on vacation, you don't want to sit at the hotel condo.
Yeah, that's boring.
You just want to get out and see the different state that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
go explore.
When I went to Cincinnati, I'm like, well, we're probably going to have some time when we wake up before the 3:05 puck drop. I may go under the rink early because my mom may drop us off Saturday when she goes to check in the hotel. She may drop us off at the rink. I'll have my credential. She's in my bag right now. So people say, oh, you don't work for the fuel. Yes, I do. Just pull it out. I think, nope, that's not Christy. I see that kid wearing a blue hoodie. Yep, there it is. They're delivering the newspapers. Thought that was Christy for a second. But it wasn't.
Oh, Christy is not with us today, if you can tell.
Yep, on this lovely 8:56 a.m. I think she's at home sleeping. I don't know.
I would be at home sleeping too. I'm quite tired.
You guys will have a 3-day weekend. I'll have a 4-day. We won't have school Monday. No school Monday. February 17th.
President's Day.
Yes, I got that right on point. We got 3 minutes until the legal. I can get it right. So, when you guys go to spring break, you gotta like drive and like if there's like a Navy base, Air Force base, go drive and look at it because we don't have that stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
We have a little Marine base, but that's not a big thing.
Yeah. If you're like going to Orlando and stuff, if you know, or you're like me or some other people and you don't really have anywhere to go and you're stuck at home, you can have fun at home during spring break. Go for a walk. Have a friend come over.
Go
hang out with a friend.
Park.
Or that. Go swimming. I don't know how to swim, but I'll go to the pool. Just, you know, I'll get in the water,
you
but
know how
I can't
to doggy
swim.
Paddle?
Yeah.
You know how to keep yourself up?
No. I mean, I do a little, but then I get paranoid. They're like, oh my gosh, I'm not touching the surface. Yeah.
You do just doggy paddle and just like kick your feet.
Like, I think it was during summer.
You can keep yourself up with an inner tube, right?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Good. I always used, like, I really could dog paddle and stuff, I use a tube.
If you're swimming in a lake, it does not matter. Wear a life jacket. Life jacket is your best friend these days because literally.
You don't want to die in the lake.
Literally, your fingernail.
Your fingernail.
That much water can drown you. A bathtub can drown you.
A bathtub? I'm never drowned. Okay, wait,
All that water in there can drown you.
Dang. I mean, I've never been to the lake before. I've only been to, like, pools or water parks. They'd be like, the people I usually go with are like, let's just go to the pool.
And imagine this phone right here. It's a white phone.
Mm-hmm.
Is a sink, and it's like this deep, and it's like that big. Mm-hmm. That can drown you. Any type of water can drown you if you don't use it the proper way. A life jacket is your best friend if you're scuba diving. Make sure you have the tank with you, like the oxygen tank. I think it is.
Yeah.
And make sure you have it with you and. Make sure you have enough. Make sure you might want to take a backup point if you're going really down. If not, if you're going halfway, stay halfway. Because if you run out of it, there's probably no chance.
Yeah, you're probably going to drown.
You're going to probably drown.
Hopefully you get saved.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all you can hope for at that point.
Hopefully you have like a walkie-talkie say, come down here now.
You can talk underwater.
They have, like, some kind of mask where you can talk to the other person.
Oh, I thought when you talk, it's just bubbles coming out.
This is WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. There we go.
There we go. I usually just let the system do it because, like, I have a theme music show. Let's keep the music rolling. I barely talk. And if I do, I'm talking about the big board or something that's going on with me.
I've never personally been scuba diving, but I would like to. Like, not in the deep part of the ocean, like the halfway part, so I can see all the different kind of fish. And hopefully I don't get eaten by a shark.
That would suck if you got eaten by a shark. But that would also be cool, too. Like, you saw a shark, but then the shark got hungry and thought you were food and ate you.
I know they have shark cages, but those sharks can like push you all around.
And their their teeth is very sharp. I'm pretty sure it's sharp. Like the slightest anything could like
can
touch
go
you.
Through your hand.
Exactly.
It's worse than a needle.
And I mean, if you don't like needles, if you don't like needles, then you already know that a shark is nothing to play with either.
So, when we were in Panama City, I believe, my mom went to the ocean to get the sand off of her. And she bent down.
Mm-hmm.
There was a big stingray that came right by her. And she was like, oh no. And then we had a bunch of jellyfish there in Pensacola last year. Sorry about that. And then we had jellyfish. And then when we were in Panama City, my mom's friend Alicia, when she would sit down, wait for the water to come up to her, she's afraid of the ocean. I think she is, but I'm not sure. And then as soon as the water comes up, it will like push her over, push her this way. It made me laugh. I'm like, hold it in. Then I'm like, nope, I can't.
I just want to talk.
It's funny seeing people like get moved around by the water, and like if they're sitting down, and all of a sudden you see them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've never experienced that before, because I've been to the beach before. I'm not going to the ocean if I can't even learn. I've drowned before. Well. Not drown, because if I drown, I wouldn't be here. But I've almost drowned before in a pool.
I've drowned before in a pool.
But technically, you didn't drown. You almost drowned. Because if you drown, we wouldn't be here. So.
Well, I almost drowned, and like I was at the bottom. And this kid said, hey, there's a kid at the bottom. He's trying to get up. My dad got up, looked. My mom tried to push him in. So my mom got in there, fully saved my life, fully clothed, everything.
Wow, your mom's a real one.
When she jumped in, she threw her phone to the side on the concrete.
Yes, that's a real. That's what mothers do. They're like, I don't care. My baby's in there.
My baby's in there. I'm jumping in, yep. Fully clothed.
That's when that motherhood click in their head, like, oh, I gotta go save him.
Luckily, she had her bathing suit with her, and she had a cover-up, too. So she put that on to wear back to home.
Because I know when you get out of pool, your clothes are heavy and you're cold.
You're cold.
Of course, the wind wants to be like chills when you get out the pool or water. It's kind of disrespectful.
Like when you're swimming at night and you get out of the pool, it's like, ooh, it's cold. When you get back in there, the water's hot.
Makes you just want to stay in the water.
Yeah.
But you can't stay in the water forever. I found out something about your hands. When your hands make that weird,
like the
little sponge things.
When your hands get like,
oh, spongy or something.
No, that's not it.
I don't know what it's called, but
wrinkly.
I know. Wrinkly. That's a grip for underwater because you've been there for too long. I did not know that. I thought my skin was just like, dang, this is what my skin's gonna look like when I get wrinkled. That's what I thought when I was a little kid. And then I found out through social media. Social media could be good, used for good stuff, too.
But, you know, there's people putting false information out there. That's why I look at the news first before I agree with that.
Yeah. But when I was checking it out, I was like, really? Because, like, I don't, like, believe everything on the internet because you can't really do that. A lot of people like to joke around and pull out false information. But, for example, someone put that someone had died. And they didn't. They said, I'm fully alive here. Don't believe everything on social media. I'm like, see, that's the day where you like, you know what? I don't believe social media anymore.
And then somebody posted something on social media about the same thing about Kobe Bryant. I'm like, he died.
Yeah, that's kind of disrespectful.
Yeah. And then as I lean back, I see Mr. Easter Ian cake that Josh Ingles' mom made for us for WBDG's 54th birthday. That cake was fantastic. Bria's taken her first bite of her cake that she got first period this morning.
Yep.
Time is 9:05. My show has a couple more minutes, and then it's going to be my theme music show with Shabria.
Yep.
And Luke.
Yup. Thank you, Josh's mom. This was really good.
It was really good. I enjoyed it. You should be a cake baker.
Usually I don't like, cake. That's just my
look. It's Christy.
She's Yay, Christy's here, yellow. Guys.
She's wearing yellow. She looks like a bumblebee. Oh, but she missed her PS promo for my show.
It's kind of cold outside.
It's cold.
It is beyond cold.
Yep.
Oh, hello, hello. Oh,
it's cold.
Oh, that's yours. Okay.
Oh, Lord. As my other special guest joined me for the last couple of minutes of my show, then.
I'm sorry.
We'll just switch seats for Shabia's show.
I'm so sorry I was late for your show.
It is Christy Cox. How's your morning going?
Well, we started off a little late because I thought there was definitely going to be a two-hour delay. So I was just like, you know what? I'm going to set my alarm to not wake up at 7. Well, I was wrong, and I was late, so I had to get a ride.
Was that your third day in a row?
Yeah. But today was just because I woke up late.
Stop being late.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I was late yesterday. I thought it was going to be a two-hour delay for sure. And then I woke up. I was like, oh, there's not... It was like I woke up like 10 minutes before my bus came. I got ready because I was like, okay, I got to catch this bus because no one could take me to school. And so I had 3 minutes. I said, I can't get dressed in 3 minutes. I'm going to have to get right to school. I had to ask my auntie. She was like, I'll be there at 8:45. She got there at 9.
Well,
so I missed all first period.
I ride with my friend, and we both thought today was a two-hour delay. So
her best friend.
Yeah, my best friend. Shout out to Danny. We thought today and yesterday was going to be a two-hour delay, so we had to hurry up and get dressed and get to school.
So I set my alarm for 7:15. I didn't wake up until 7:44. I'm like, I got a couple of minutes to get ready. Well, I freshened up first, and then I got ready.
Yeah, I had enough time to take a shower, though, so I was happy about that.
I said, if I'm late to school, one thing I refuse to walk out the house is... like smelling bad or not cleaning up.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't care if I'm late. I'm not gonna come to school smelling like that.
Right. I can't go a day. Without a shower. Like I have to take a shower whether it's at night or in the morning. I have to take a shower. I can't.
I did take a shower last night, so I was good this morning.
Yeah, I took a shower last night, but then I took one today because I just felt like complete crap when I woke up. So I was like, maybe I need to freshen up a little bit, take a shower, maybe it'll wake me up, and it did. But then I had to get a kickstart because I just didn't feel it. I wasn't feeling it today.
I woke up at 7:44. I'm like, I got time. I took a shower last night. I got time to put deodorant and stuff on. And then I look over at 7:49. I'm like, dang.
I didn't even do my hair today. I put a hat on.
It took 5 minutes just to wake up. I woke up on time because I heard my phone go off. I'm like, oh, yep, that's my mom calling. Guess she's seen it. It was 8:40, and she was like, call. Well, I heard my phone going on off.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at the time, I'm like, 7:44. I gotta get up. And I just threw sweatpants on because it's, you know, lazy day.
It's
today.
Cold. Like, it
cold.
When I woke up, it said it was 1 degree, but it felt like -10. I was like,
right.
I was like, we should not be here.
Like, this weather, Indiana weather, make up your mind.
I mean, I didn't think that we could get to the negatives or make it feel like the negatives, but we did.
They should have gave us a two-hour delay.
They really should have, because it's supposed to be cold all day, like
the lows.
The high
today is 16 degrees.
We really should not be here. I know that, you know, it's important to be here, but honestly, it's not worth getting out in that cold.
Right.
I mean, I couldn't even feel my fingertips walking into the school.
Well, that's going to wrap up my show. The next show will be my theme music show with Shabria. Next week's show, I'll have a special guest. We will be having another live interview with the certified athletic trainer for... the Tulsa Oilers, Steve. His name's Steve. I can't remember his last name. But thank you guys very much for listening. Sharia, can I produce your show?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play Sharia's promo, then we'll get into her show.
Yep.
Thank you very much. And up next is my theme music show with Sharia, Christy, and Luke.
Want to keep up with WBDG? Besides being on the radio, which is Indy's Giant 90.9, we're also on audioboom.com. That's where we keep our podcast. Look up WBDGFN. Again, we're on audioboom.com. Check it out. If you're more of a social media brand person, then give us a follow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at WBDG Indy. We're also on Snapchat, so go ahead and add us on at the same username at WBDG Indy. Promise you will not be disappointed with our content.
Hey guys. So, I'm starting my show now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. This is good morning, guys. I hope you guys are having a great day so far. It's really cold this morning. Mm-hmm. Like, really, really cold. This is the type of weather that makes you want to go to sleep. Like, if I seem like I was bored this morning or tired, that was why, because it's cold. So I just want to say to all the new listeners or listeners that's always listening, this is your host, your girl Bria on Theme Music Show. Come back with great themes every week. So this week, for this month, I like to do Black History themes, something that I associate with African Americans.
When the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory, glory.
Oh.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots be on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day.